We welcome you back to the Two Guys Named Chris show. I was just saying, I had a moment the other night. Christian said you should have said, "Don't you know who I am?"
It's not a card you want to play, but sometimes it's the only card to play.
Well, I know the owner of this place, okay? I was playing pickleball at a place I love, and I know the owner. And I was playing with two guys, and it was after dark. And the lights were on the pickleball court, but still, it was a little dark. I mean, you could see, but it was just a little dark. So one of the guys I was playing with went over to the tennis court lights, which were not being used, and flipped on those lights. Well, as soon as he flipped on those lights, which are adjacent, everything was covered with beautiful light.
They allow players to access the lights?
They do. Players can access.
Are they on timers? Do they go off at a certain point? Because sometimes neighbors complain.
They are not on timers, unless maybe when they close at 9 o'clock. This is like 7:30, and I had turned on the pickleball lights, and everyone said, "Thanks, man." I was like, "Yeah, no problem. I'm not a hero, okay?" But I turned on the
light. I do say, "Let there be light" when I hit the switch.
I do.
I mean, I'm not the God. I'm a God.
No, that's right. "Let there be light." So I turned it on. I turned it on. Turned it on. Boom. Got it done.
Oh.
All right. Yes. So everybody.
What a difference.
Right. So everybody was happy. But my friend Dan said, "We need more light out here. We just need more light." I said, "You know what I'll do? Let me turn on those tennis court lights." Now, the tennis courts were not being used. In fact, they're down for the winter. Like, there's no nets.
No nets.
Can't even be played on. So I flipped on the lights, though, and everything was just showered in beautiful light. And everybody was like, "Oh, that's better. That's awesome.
How'd you do it?"
Okay. So about 10 minutes later, a guy who works at the Swim and Racket Club comes out and turns off the tennis court lights. Just boom, just gone. So I turned to him and I said,
"In the moment?"
In the moment. And he was on the stairs. He had just turned them off. I was about 10 feet from him. And I said, "Do you mind if..." I said, "Can we keep those on?"
Nope.
That's exactly what he said. He goes, "No."
No discussion.
No. He goes, "No." And then walked back up the stairs. And I just turned to my partner, the Diesel, and I said, "I thought that could at least have some discussion."
A little back and forth.
No give, no take.
Like if he had said, "No, the neighbors complain," or "No, after 8, we cannot keep those on," or "Not when there's no tennis players out there." But he just went, "Nope."
"Have a good night, picklers."
He didn't even say that. He just walked back up the stairs. And we played a couple more games. And
In the half light.
In the half light. And I said, I know the owner. I'm going to go. Now,
what was your thought process? To text this person or to go to the office and mention that you knew the owner?
I was going to go to the office and mention that I knew the owner. So I was going to go up there. In fact, I had seen the owner earlier in the day, and I thought, I'm just going to go up there and tell the owner.
Just drop name.
I said, "He made me turn. He turned those off." You know, I was going
to employee.
The employee was still up there. But, and so I said to my friend Dan, I was like, "I'm going to go tell the owner.
Watch this."
I said, "Watch this."
"I'll handle it."
So I go back up there. I go, ding, 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 ding. So I go back up the stairs, you know. And so I see the owner across the way.
"Excuse me."
Okay. And the employee goes, "Don't even think about those lights." And so I was like, "All right.
I'm here for the toilet."
I know what you're about to do. You're about to turn those lights back on.
I make a poopy.
So I have to go to pretend make poopy. I go and sit. I go into the bathroom.
You gotta wait. Yeah, it's worse.
Yeah. So then I go back out. My friend Dan's there. He's like, "Could you
man,
get the
I gotta poop. Hurry. Hey. Hurry up. Oh, man. I gotta pretend to poop. I really have to poop. This is worse." Meanwhile, Dan's out there. Turtle heading. "Seriously, man, hurry up."
I had to go back out there and say, no go with the lights. So,
"What took you so long?"
"I had to poop."
"What? Why'd you tell us that?"
"It's a long story, okay?"
Yeah.
It's like, "Don't you? I'm the radio guy. I thought maybe I can."
Yeah.
It's like, "Don't even think about those lights, Chief."
"I know the owner. I have to poop." "What?" All right.
You just lorded it right over me.
Yeah.
I control these lights. You're not getting these lights. And I did not. There was no. There
Is
was
there no. a suggestion box at this swim and racket club? Could they improve the lights at Pickle on the Pickle courts?
That would be nice. That's the first.
Yeah, so you don't have to have all the lights on.
You know, when I'm playing on it, it's not a big problem. You can see for sure. But once the tennis lights came on, it was just like, oh, yeah. It was like broad daylight then. You know how it is. Mm-hmm. They had those big, like a football stadium lights.
Right.
You know, I'm sure they take a lot of energy, and that's why they didn't want, or the neighbors, you know, don't want them, like you were saying. But
maybe.
Boy, to be put in your place twice.
Yeah, I mean, and he knew, which means you're not the first person to
try to
pull this little game of, yo, I saw you cut him off. I'm going to come back on.
He was like the protector for the owner, too. I was ready to walk over to the owner's desk and say, can I get those lights? He goes, don't even think about it, man. You're not
get back to your court.
I said, well, I need make potty. You know,
what?
That's all I could say. It's like my wife. Similar thing. She's arguing with Amazon right now. She won the fight.
She beat Amazon.
It took a long time, though. She ordered me 6 boxes of Celsius, times 12 Celsius in each box. So she ordered me 72. And they are, I like the mixed berry flavor. Biggie knows it.
That's your favorite.
I'm a mixed berry fan. So I basically what I've just started doing is telling her, order me 6 new boxes of Celsius.
Bring it.
How much does that weigh when the delivery driver puts it on the step?
Huge amount. And I have to go out and tote it back to our laundry room fridge. You know, that's where we keep it.
The third fridge.
Is there any relevance to how many refrigerators are?
Absolutely. That's how you know people are rich or not.
I wouldn't say.
Oh, a garage fridge. Well, that must be nice.
This is we have a laundry room fridge. That's all I'll say. Nonetheless, I take it back there. She ordered 6 boxes. Well, one of them was mixed berry. 5 of them were raspberry peach.
Mm-mm.
You think I'm going to settle for a raspberry peach?
When there's mixed berry out there?
Mm-hmm.
No, sir. And so my wife goes on and talks with the chat. You know, it's not a real person. It's a chat bot. And she goes, you sent my husband 5 boxes of raspberry peach. And they said, tough tit. What do you want us to do about it? Really? Surprisingly. They're like, we're not giving up.
Amazon's getting a little ballsy lately.
Well, yeah. That's what she said.
Aggressive.
That's what she said.
I've had my own interaction with them recently.
Yes.
And I agree with her. I actually won too, but I did it via chat. And the guy got a little attitude with me. They delivered the wrong package, and it was something expensive.
Well, there you have it.
The way, and maybe she used the same thing, because they told me basically, I said, you delivered me the wrong package. They said, wait 3 days, maybe it'll show up. I said, it won't show up.
Right.
You delivered me the wrong package.
Yeah.
And finally, I said, look, I have Ring camera video of him leaving the wrong package. They told me to check my neighbor's homes, too. Did you go to your neighbor's and check around you?
Yeah.
So I said, I have Ring camera of him leaving the wrong package, and he pulled in and he drove off. He didn't go to any neighbor's homes. And finally, the guy was like, all right, we'll send you another one.
Okay. My wife said, we got 1 box the right flavor, 5 boxes raspberry peach. She wrote back, love to prove that, wouldn't you? And my wife said, I can prove it. And she took a picture of all of them. And she goes, that didn't prove anything. It just means you, maybe you bought
raspberry peach. Maybe you just like a lot of Celsius.
Like Celsius. We know about your husband. We know what he eats, what he drinks. So finally they said, we'll send you back $19 for 1 box. And she goes, my butt.
What does that mean? She would have to send back the raspberry peach?
Didn't even make that offer. They said, we'll refund $19.
Okay.
I mean, the whole bill was like, you know, $19 times 6. And my wife said, she did the figuring. She goes, no, you owe me $96. You spent the wrong stuff. Well, she wore her down and wore her down over 2 days. 2 days she talked with that chat bot. Finally, they sent us their fine, but we're making an exception. We're going to send you all $96 back. And my wife said, well, I'll send back the raspberry peach. They said, don't bother. We don't even want it back. So now I get the raspberry peach and the
Have you tried a raspberry peach?
Yeah. It wasn't bad.
Will it work in a pinch?
Yes. Yeah. It'll be my emergency Celsius.
Yeah.
Now I have 72 cans of emergency Celsius.
I'll tell you this. At least you got something kind of cool.
Yeah.
I was supposed to get a charger, a phone backup charger.
I didn't want to ask you. I assumed it was a life-saving device.
No. Well, this might save my life. I don't know.
Or a grabber of some sort. Yeah.
Oh, I've got plenty of those around.
I just assumed. Yeah. I'm sorry. When you said it was expensive, I assumed it was some sort of life-saving aid.
No, I've got plenty of the grabbers around. I'm real good with those now.
A new heavy duty crutch.
Yeah. A handy cane. A hurricane. Okay, yes.
But they left me a bottle of vitamin K instead. Which apparently is good for like osteoporosis. And I said, what do I do with these vitamins? Mm-hmm. You know what they told me? They said, why don't you go deliver it to the right person?
Oh, no, they did not say that. That's offensive.
Mm-hmm.
You did ask.
Yeah. That is offensive.
What am I supposed to do with all this vitamin K? Shove it up your...
Yeah.
Might help you.
Mm-hmm.
But you take some.
Well, I looked it up.
Is this you? Like, this is your profile pic?
It's the one supplement that does nothing for me because it's the one disease I don't
have.
Oh,
you don't have it yet.
I don't have osteoporosis.
Maybe it's preventative. Maybe they're like, here, take this. You won't ever get osteoporosis.
Well, what I pictured was the poor person who was looking for their vitamins holding a charger in their hand going, what the hell is this?
Yeah.
With their brittle bones.
Yeah. It's too heavy to pick up.
What are they telling that person on the other end? Why don't you go run around the street to your neighbor's
house? I can't.
I've got hollow bone over here. I can't bend over and get that.